Okay. So someone read it. Lefisha Yodu Chacham Malam Hashalom.
Lefisha Yodu Chacham Malam Hashalom. Shinyan Zeh Kash Ma'od. Vein Kol Adam Yachol Hasigo. Vim Yasigena Lo Yiyasher Beinaf Biyun Rishon. Lo Yirelo Shehu Das Amitis.
Okay, so he says, so the Chachamim knew that this is very difficult. Meaning to be an Oved Me'ava. Right, and to do things, to be lishma, to just do Torah and mitzvahs lishma. So, and that not everybody can reach this, and if they, not everybody can understand this, and if they do understand it, it won't make sense to them at first. Right, even if they do get to it eventually, they have to go through. It's interesting. Yeah, you must go through a process where it doesn't seem right at first.
Why is that? That's
it's counterintuitive.
Because of the idea or because of the...
You can explain.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem true.
Right. Lefisha darcho shel adam lo yaseh masa ela lahasik bo toeles o limno nezek.
Okay, this is the underlying problem. Because it's the way of man not to do something except to gain something or to prevent the harm. Okay? The man, the nature of man, to only be motivated by the prospect of gaining something or in order to prevent the harm. To gain a good or prevent the harm. You have to say, why are you doing this? It's always going to be one of two reasons. Either to get something good or to prevent something bad. That's all of man's actions. Okay, you're already on the first step.
What else is
it? No, he's at the point where it doesn't seem right. So you have a chance. Go ahead.
Dream love, how are you, Masav Lavatala?
And if a person is not doing something either to gain a good or to prevent a harm, he's doing something for nothing. Right? That's Darko Shalodam.
Ve'echav Shaloma Latorani, Asay Ma'asim Elu, Val Tazim, Lo Miras Onash Hashem, Velo Tikvas Gumolo.
How could you tell a religious person, a Jewish religious person, do these things or don't do them? Not because of a fear of a punishment or hope of reward. Nobody's going to understand that. Why should I do it? Sounds like it's Levatola. Right? That's what he's saying. It's the problem.
What does he mean here? What's the scope of when he's saying Onesh Hashem and reward? Does he mean any... Is he saying any benefit or any harm? Or is he saying... the way people view reward and punishment?
He's saying reward and punishment. Reward and punishment.
But he's not talking about like an objective good. He's saying any, whatever he decides is good.
Good? What do you mean good?
You mean like when to benefit him? To do something either to get benefit or to avoid...
In the original thing?
Yeah.
The original thing is lahasik bo toeles. I mean, it's very vague.
To achieve a purpose. Right. Then what could be on the category of doing
purpose.
Nothing?
What's that?
Then everything you're doing is for that. Is for one of those things. You can't not do something for those reasons.
So you're saying that there is no third
yeah.
class. You're always doing something with hot sticks on toilets. Okay, we'll see. Good.
So
you're saying that's why it's very difficult. Because not everybody is masik the emes to be like Avram Avinu. So apparently Avram Avinu found that there were things that you do not in order, not lahasik bo toeles olim noa nezek. Right? Not lahasik bo toeles olim noa nezek. Correct? And that's going back to what you were saying before. Ein atachlis ha-emes el ladas shehu emes. Right, but what does he mean? I mean, your question is that what? Even ladas shehu emes is a toelas, right? That's why I always come back to the same.
Yeah.
Rebound the same shit every week. What?
What is general definition of Abba? Doing something not for yourself, something for something else.
No, I don't want to do Ava. Ava is a subcategory. Ava is a particular instance of Lishma. But what does it mean? What does it mean that there's a category of things that are not done to lahasik bo toelas or limnoa nezek? Right. So yeah.
They're not wasteful.
And they're not wasteful.
And they're not wasteful.
And they're not wasteful, right?
Does it mean like, I mean, maybe this is the wrong descriptive term, but like comparatively, like if you're doing something for reality, then you because it's reality, like that's it. Like there's no person's not making like a pleasure or pain evaluation. He's just saying like that's what reality is. So in that sense, it's not lahasik bo toelas or limnoa nezek.
No, let's put the question like this. No, is he saying that these things have no toelas, and avoiding them is not? Is he saying that these things have no toelas? I mean, obviously not.
Right.
Right.
He seems to be talking about motivation, right? Motivation.
He's saying the motivation. The motivation. And you can't say that a person on the level of MS isn't worried about. A person who's on the left who really sees the MS, he knows that if he doesn't do it, he's going to get the greatest nezek. Right?
Right.
But he's saying that is not a motivating factor. It's hard to, I mean, it seems like almost, like it's like splitting hairs over here. Right? I mean, what kind of an idea is that? You know that it's terrible to, you know that this is the MS and to do contrary would be a great harm to your soul. So isn't that that's not motivating you at all? Isn't that like a kind of a thing?
Yeah. and for that
and for him, he's the one who realizes the greatest nezek of the deviation.
But a guy could have a lot of motivation for something, and still have like one more primary motivation, and you'd say that that's why he's doing it, even though there are other motivations involved.
Right. So which motivation? So you mean it's just it is a motivation. It's just a small motivation.
It could be the prime mover of an action.
That's what he's saying.
For example, someone could do an activity because they feel it's just. They're moved by their concept of justice and that moves them to do something. It could have philosophical benefit or detriment either way, but that's what moves them.
Yeah. In other words, he's saying like this, that the person who recognizes the MS, he's saying that itself is the motivation. That itself is the motivation. You can't ask why. Can't ask why the person is doing it at all.
That's nature.
That is, if he recognizes that MS, then it's almost like a compulsion that he must be in line with the MS. It's like no choice. He only gets a motivation when there's choice, really. Saying, I have choices. Should I do this? Should I not do it? So, okay, well, why should I do it? There's a whole process of motivation. But when the person is on a level where the MS is so clear, you can't ask why. The why and the motivation is just not part of the equation.
That's the only thing to do.
That's the only thing to do. It's almost like there's no bechira. Absolutely. It's almost like there's no bechira. It would just be like denying your mind not to do it. It would just
no
be a contradictory kind of a thing.
When he says there's no benefit or no.
He
no
says. He says. Lefisha yadu chachamim. He says. Why? He says because. He says people can't understand this idea. Lefisha darko shel adam lo yase ma'ase el lahasik bo toelas olam no nezek. People always have need a motivation. He says they can't understand this concept because people are always asking, for a motive, what's the motivation? Why are you doing this? It's the most common question people ask each other. Why are you doing this? So, but he's saying that there's a certain level where the reality of the thing is so clear that the very apparatus that the very way that you see it true, you must do it in the same way. There's no, to not do it would be a denial of what you see. It's just not a, it's not an issue.
Just as far as like what it means to be human, isn't there a phenomenon?
This is almost superhuman.
Yeah, but I'm saying the way the mind works is the mind sees what to do and then determines whether to do it.
You see, that's the thing. Normally you need an external motivation. Normally the way the person works is you might know something is right, but that idea of being right is not the full motivation. You need something else to motivate you.
Isn't it still a motivator then?
But here, he's saying the MS itself is the motivation. But that you can't ask why.
But if you have to make
you have to make recourse to other things as a motivation,
really it as an MS.
Then you're not doing it as MS. But and then you can ask, well, what's your motivation? You know what I mean?
So there is a motive. The motive is just MS.
But there's no motive. There's nothing outside of the thing that's the cause. So you can't ask, you can't say, it's a different kind of a motivation. You can't talk about what it's that, in other words, normally there's a certain process there's a certain component of your mind that is sort of almost like outside the picture, outside of the situation. And it's looking at it and it's saying, and it's motivating you to do it, right? But that implicitly means to say there's another. It's looking at the totality and saying, "Well, do this because something you'll get something out of it." Because when the motivation is external to the thing, there always must be some gain external to the thing, right? The motivation is external to the thing. There always must be a gain that's external to the thing. And then you're in the realm of why am I doing this? Then you're in the realm of purpose. Right, but he's saying if there's a level that the MS itself is going to demand these certain activities because of your perception of the MS itself, you're not making any recourse to an external faculty, and there's no issue of motivation, of why. There's no issue of what's causing you to do it and what do you think you're going to get out of it. But if you're not on that level, you're always going to have to make recourse to some purpose. So what's the purpose of doing it?
Yeah, you could have results that are like a guy can, you know, the cause for the person, you know, operating like this, right? You know, we're saying is that itself, it's MS itself or whatever,
right.
Whatever that is,
right?
You know, it's untouchable,
right?
But there are results involved. Like a guy can, you know, feel great afterwards, or you know, like
right.
There are results. And
right.
But then you have to say like, well, maybe those factors could have been the causes.
Well, the question is like this. The question that Ram is talking about is, can a person perceive this type of activity? That's what he's talking about. Not talking about whether there are benefits. Obviously, there are tremendous benefits, and you're avoiding tremendous harms. But the question is, can you understand this type of mode of acting without thinking of causes and without thinking of purpose? Yeah.
I think the thing is that when you want to, like in general, you want to define it based on your usual, you know, way of acting in the world. But like you kind of have to, like he's just saying that it's like a fact, like it's a possibility of the, you know, like some part of the mind could work on this way. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that you can't like be like, well, now what's the motivating factor, you know,
right.
That's
right.
Part of that is the ability of the human mind to work, you know, like because it's true. That person can have this relationship to truth, and since it's true, he's going to do it.
Right. You know, it's like you ever read the dialogue with Socrates when he's going to be executed. So they say to him, "What's that?" You say to him, I think it's actually the one afterwards. Say that his students came back and said, we can pay you off the guards and we'll let you escape. We can get you out of this. Right? He had very wealthy, some of his students are very wealthy. So we'll sneak you out. You'll live. So he had this argument that seems crazy. He has an argument that seems crazy. Something along these lines that Athens was a good city to me, and it allowed me to become who I am, and these are its laws, and I therefore must follow the law of Athens. Say, but why? I mean, you're going to die. You could live. You know what I mean? That's an idea, whatever, whatever you think is good or bad, but he's being motivated by a certain idea of emes. He holds a certain justice to the law, and he's not going to get anything out of it. He's certainly not going to get anything out of it because he's going to die. But he felt that it would be it's almost like it's contrary to your nature to not do these things. You can't ask why. It's like asking why is water wet. It's simply contrary to the nature, contrary to your being. And to act in accordance with a certain justice in his mind, you can't say, well, but you'll, what are you getting out of it? There's nothing to get out of it. It's just who I am. It comes down almost to like being just a property of your existence.
Almost mollified.
You can't ask why. It's like asking why is the nature of the thing the way it is. You know, I mean, we look for purpose. You can't ask that question of purpose when it's simply in line with the thing's nature. And if you're on a certain level that MS is your nature, you can't ask why anymore. Everybody else is selfish. So you want to say, well, explain to me why you're doing what you're doing. I know you have some logic here, but explain to me means to say what's the selfish motivation. That I can, you know, I can understand that if it's selfish. But the action itself is not good. It's not the action itself. A selfish person, everything is a means to themselves. Right? So, nothing is done for its own sake. Everything eventually goes back to the self. So you can explain all actions as means to the self. Right? But just to see actions that are just in line with a certain nature, that your nature is so, that certain activities are just in line with that nature, you can't ask. Of course it's the best thing to live according to your nature, and it's the worst thing to live contrary to your nature. Philosophers will tell you that. But that's not why you do it. You do it because that is your nature.
Would that be the same
thing? You see what I'm saying?
Would that be the same thing by like an animal following its instincts?
It's not
doing this because that's just what it is. That's what it does.
That's
just,
right.
That's it. It may benefit it, it may harm it, but this is what it does.
That's right.
So would that be analogous?
Not analogous.
In terms of not looking for reasons.
Right.
In terms of not looking
right.
for motivation.
Right, no, that's what I mean, right.
But animals too complicated. The simplest thing is why is water wet? This is a simple classic example. Okay. But he's saying it's against the Ian Risham because man fundamentally is selfish. And you must start out selfish. You must start out selfish. Because that's man. I mean, that characteristic of man has a giant head start on the intellectual. So that's why he's saying you must see it first as a preposterous thing. Because you have to come to it from a selfish standpoint.
And even though he starts off that way, we don't say that that's his nature to do that.
Well, that's what we say, that man has a... well, that's the question. What is his true nature? The nature of the decision-making part should be completely in the nature of the intellect.
So like
they're vying for control.
Is this like altruistic or...
No. Completely selfish. It's God. You can't say it. That's all questions of motivation. Those are
I thought
altruism.
There is no motivation. That it's just
Well, altruistic is a different meaning. That means to someone else. Home. I don't know exactly what the word means etymologically, but it's used.
Not for you.
It's used as yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which of course is always selfish.
Yeah.
Unless you're a fool.
Unless you're a fool. And then you can't.
No, but you still relate to it.
And then you can't be counted on anyway. Okay.
Useless altruism.
All right. Go ahead. So he said that's the problem. That l'fish ein kol bnei adam masigim ha-emes. That's the ultimate problem. That if you can really be masig the emes to the level of Avraham Avinu, then the emes would be your nature, and it would simply be impossible to do otherwise without changing who you are. But if that's who you are, that's how you have to act. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so therefore, it's an interesting thing. Therefore, they were makir. Use an interesting lesson. They gave permission. They gave permission to the Hamon to remain according to the way they think. Okay? They gave them permission. Permission, isn't there a book like that? Permission to permission to deceive, this is. permission to deceive yourself.
Don't think you ever say the exact opposite.
The Chachamim gave permission, Hitiru, to the Hamon, that's us, to remain, Sheyisharu, that they should remain Kafi Daitam. They should remain according to their original, to the way they think, to do the good for the hope of reward.
Is that another reference to that story that I said before? Vasar la'adam ha-shalim, she'omar imasite elu ha-tobos, and imnatim elu ha-raos, she'izer ha-shem mehen, v'me yegmuli? Or is this just a...
That's a good question. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
But doesn't Hashem come and say to the
Amni... We'll see. Explain.
So he's saying you can do the good for latifas ha-gmuli, he's rachim bin ha-raos, miras ha-onesh.
And so they allow them to remain on the level of operation of being motivated by Shkar V'Onesh, right?
And that itself is still funny.
What does that mean, you have a heter?
Because the arm that they
didn't
anyway.
Come out. They didn't come out, and they didn't go running around saying to people who believe in Shkar V'Onesh, stop it.
But it's not like you can't have a heter in the area of perfection. It's just that they're not going to push this because they don't think it'll
backfire. Well, let's see. Go ahead.
Odinim osam al kach chazkin machshavtam bo.
It's interesting. Even more than that, he's saying they encourage it, and they're machzikim machshavosam bo.
Achi yasi kam masig v'yeda es emes v'aderech hamushlemes mahi.
And they, in other words, they even enforced it, right? Until the person reaches the level of emes.
Is that true? I mean,
and the complete way.
Definitely not the whole
line. Just like we tell the nar, we don't tell the nar. Don't do it for the. I'm gonna. If you read the chumash, I'm gonna give you the candy. But don't do it for the candy. That's what he says. They were upset that on Tignas Yishtochu that he was mefarsim what he was mefarsim, and they said, be careful with your words.
Funny,
and now he's saying now he's justifying it, right? he's saying the Hamon are not completely they're not losing completely to be mekayim the mitzvah from yiras onesh and tikvas hashchar.
Unless ain't them shleimim.
They're just not shleimim. They're not shleimim. One second. Avol mutav lohem.
B'kach kadei she'tokna lahem tchuna v'hachshara l'kiyum ha-torah. V'yavru el ha-emes. V'yu ovri me'ava v'hu amram aleim shalom l'olam yasak adam b'torah afilu shlo lishma. Shemitov shlo lishma apol lishma.
Yeah. Now he's only going back. Was mutav lehem b'kach, better for them with this, in order that they should get, they should acquire the characteristic and the preparation for the kiyum haTorah. We need to say the real kiyum haTorah of doing it for the right reason. And they'll pass over to the enema. And then they'll be over to Me'avah. And that's what it says. The Olam Yasa Godem B'Torah Afiyo Shalol Lishma. Shemitoch Shalol Lishma, Bo Lishma.
But wouldn't you have to know that in order to get to the Lishma?
Child doesn't have to know. He can enjoy that candy. I mean, that's the idea. That's apparently the only way to go. Yeah.
So what Karba Onish is talking about, is this talking about external, like a parent, like the candy? Or is this a false system that you set up or something? Like, I don't...
Right, so you can't say it's a false system, because they wouldn't be endorsing a false system, right? I mean, there is schar v'onish in the Torah. Apparently it's a schar v'onish that's in the Torah, but that's not
the ultimate.
Not operating
that's
on
not the
Torah.
Ultimate.
The Torah is on this
time. Well, he's going to try to explain what place it has. But... Yeah, but what's this idea of letting? What's that?
But right now, it just seems to be a motivational thing for people who can't understand what
it could be. It could be.
And we shouldn't tell him. Let him do it.
That's right. Well, that's what happens on Tikkun Soko. I mean,
so why is he saying that?
Is that the same policy? See what he thinks of you. He has a very high opinion of you. That Tzadok and Baisos became Pikorsim, right? Tzadok and Tzadukim and Baisusim. They thought there's no Schar
V'Onesh. That was their issue?
That was their issue. Yeah, but what's he saying over here? The license to... How did the Chachamim... He's saying the Chachamim are in a funny position. They recognize the MS, and they recognize that everybody's laboring under a false motivation, right? But they also recognize that people can't take the reality, won't accept the reality, and apparently they would abandon the system. So he's trying to explain how they operate in that type of how they operate. Yeah, I mean, one thing is, the interesting thing that he's saying is that they're not teaching them anything false. I mean, that's an important thing, I think. They're not teaching them anything false.
They're just putting emphasis on...
They're allowing them to remain in their belief of their system of motivation, right? But he is saying that what? That they are enforcing it. They are endorsing it and enforcing it.
Isn't that dangerous?
Feels like I felt the other way was more dangerous.
Achi yasig hamasig.
If they said that this schar v'onesh that you're going for, this is the good of the Torah, that would not fall under this machia, right? That would be a distortion.
Right. That would be a distortion. To say that this is the reward, that would be a distortion. But to say that what?
Find to work with that.
To say, that you find these things to be worthwhile to work towards.
That's fine.
And they're real.
And they are real. That's good.
How do we know
you work towards them?
How do we know it would be a distortion if those reasons the story gives wouldn't be the ultimate?
Because he's saying there is something higher, there's this higher level of operation than to do it for the schar or for the avoidance of the others.
So how do we see that?
Well, that's what we'll have to see. We'll have to see. That's what he's saying is Ovei Me'ava. He's saying that's the maimer of these other chazal. That he says, I'll what do you say? He shouldn't be like an Eved, Dam Shamash as a Rabbo, Omanaf Kal Pras. He went through certain statements. Ove Me'ava says that you should love the mitzvahs, not the schar mitzvahs. He went through certain chazal that he holds prove this idea. But at the same time, there is truth. There is truth to schar v'onesh, and that is the primary motivation for the majority of people. Right?
When the Chumash says the tov lach, that's not really the ultimate.
The tov lach? Cool. What do you mean? I mean, it depends what
does
depends
the mean?
Every good.
What does the Chumash mean?
Well, it means it's good for you. It means it's not for God. It means it's not for God. That's what Ramban says. It's not a system of doing things for God. It's all for you. Yeah. That has a... Of course, this Ava is also comes under that. But that's, again, here he's talking about motivation. Here he's talking about motivation. That's telling you the type of system it is. It's not a system... It's not a system of sacrifice. It's not the idea of the system.
Another problem is that it's not that you're doing, like the Rambam issue before by Omar Bada, these aren't arbitrary things you do to get the good. These are the good. So this is the good I'm giving you right now.
Right.
So
that, according to
what?
Shouldn't
it be more of a consequence then than a reward or punishment? Those things that I mentioned.
You mean like the brachas and the klolos? That's a completely separate thing. Rambam explained what those things are.
What's he talking about then when he says the?
He wants to know how those things fit into the what their true position is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. Rambam's talking about another time. Yeah.
No. Well, then what is he talking about then when he's what reward and punishment is he saying?
No. They do come to the ones who do the mitzvahs, but that's not the reward. That's not like you do the mitzvahs in order to get them. And it's exchange. There's something greater. Well, the Ram says that's like those things are simply that if you want to do the mitzvahs, Hashem will help you with the situation. So you won't have to worry about your physical needs. You won't have to worry about mechamos. But that's not the reward is not put in a good day of mitzvahs and then you'll get to relax. And have good food at the end of the day.
Is that what he's saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you're able to relax and eat your food properly, then that's a state of existence that you can go further in your true avodah Hashem.
So can you give an example of one of the things you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, the brachas and the klolos.
So you just said that's a separate thing.
I don't know what you mean by an example. What he's talking about? Maybe I don't.
When he says that the Chachamim encouraged them to do this and allowed them to remain with this motivation of reward and punishment.
Right.
Which reward and punishment is he talking about?
Yeah. So what?
Brachos and
klolos.
Okay, fine. Right.
Not even the perfection, benefit, and benefit. Not even that. Or also that. I don't know.
No.
Not that. Not
whatever
even.
They're on, whatever level they're on. You're not going to go around and supply people with these things, but you know what I'm saying? Like you had in the beginning, people are looking for all sorts of different things. And to the extent that those things that they're looking for are truly related to doing the mitzvot, they will encourage them. But the interesting thing is what he says about it. He says that what? He says they're not. He says Ein haHamon mafsidin legamri biyosim mekayim mitzvah mitzvahs miyos onus tikvas haschar elishainam shleimim. So he says a funny thing. He says it's not that he says and they're not losing out completely by doing this for this reason.
Right.
They're just not shleimim. And then he says, but it's mutav lehem bekach. Why? In order that they should be able to reach that higher level. Right?
Means you are even though they are involved in it.
So what does he mean that they're not mafsidim legamri?
Because they're first they're doing it for
and they're not but they're not shleimim. Yeah.
In terms of their framework, they're doing it for a legitimate reason. and also they are involved with the idea, so they are attached to it in some respect, even though it's not like the guy whose motivation is, you know, purely for the idea itself.
Yeah. What's the difference between what he's saying now and what he said before, that a kol zeh maguna ela shetricha makach, describing that whole process?
Yeah, it's the same kind of
same thing.
Thing?
You know, he's,
He's saying that's really the wrong thing, but you need to do it. Right? What is that? Kol zeh maguna.
Yeah,
it seems like he's saying
right. Machmas kalas das adam. That's right.
It seems like he's saying it's good as far as this. First of all, the best can be expected for right now, and this is the only thing which can get them to what the real good is. So, given the situation, this is the good.
What do you mean?
If you're sick and you need surgery, so that's the good.
But it sounds like he's saying two things. It sounds like he's saying that they're not mafsim legami bios mekaymes and mitzvos miyos and others tikkus haschar. That level itself is not a complete, not mafsid Montgomery, right? And then he says, but it's mutav lahem bekach. What does he mean? Is mutav lahem bekach? Well, he's saying still that alone would not be enough of a reason to do it. Just because you're not mafsid Montgomery is not a good reason to do something, right? So then he says it's mutav lahem bekach because they could get to the high, to the correct level. So what does he mean that they're not masin legami? He doesn't mean not masin legami that they have a chance of getting to lishma. Right? He's saying two things. He's saying look at the way they're existing. That existence of doing the mitzvos for schar va'onesh is not a hefsed. It's not masin legami. It's not a wasted type of a life. Right? He's saying, and it's also better to do that because you have a chance to get to the real, to the higher level. But when he's saying they're not mafsidin legamri, he's talking about that level on its own. And then he's saying, okay, this level on its own is not a total hefsid. And it has another quality that it can also bring you to the higher level. So what does he mean when he says it's not mafsidin legamri? He doesn't mean because it could get to the higher level. You understand what I'm saying? Saying that itself is an idea.
And even if it couldn't get to the higher level, it's good.
It's still not mafsidin legamri,
right?
Right. First, he just says this way of life is not mafsidin legamri, right? It's just not the perfect. And he says, and also, but you wouldn't choose necessarily to live on a level of just not mafsidin legamri, right? Why should you do it? So you says you do it. That's the olam niyasa godam the lolishma. The tosh lolishma lolishma. What does he mean that it's not mafsidin legamri? It's a funny expression.
Obviously, you would think that it is.
The process happens in stages, so to speak. That, like you said, just doing things for outside or external purposes, it has a head start on man. That's what he's used to. And so the transfer over to doing things for truth is something that happens in increments, so to speak. So not only is they have the ability to partially partake of some of the perfection, but that's they're on the right path. Truthfully, they're not there, but that's the path to it.
There's no way of saying by mutav. I thought that's what he was saying.
Right.
It's mutav because it's going to help them to advance to.
Something else.
No, but even at this stage right now, it's on the right path.
I don't see the difference. I mean, obviously, if it's going to help you
he's
get to the next
step. He's saying it's on the right path because
right.
It has a little bit of good in it already.
Right, it's like when you have to go from step 1 to 10, you don't say step 3 is nothing.
There's no the second thing?
Sounds like he's saying that it wouldn't be so simple if it was if living this kind of a life was a hefsed legamri, then it wouldn't be such a simple thing to say most people should just waste their lives because somebody might come to the right idea. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
He's avoiding that kind of an idea that Chazal knew everybody's just wasting their whole life, but they had no choice. They have to waste 99% of the people's lives because one person might come out of it. That's not what he's saying. He's saying there is, it's not mafsidin legamri.
Right.
Right? You can't just decide to waste people's lives can endorse a wasteful existence because it might be a conduit to an ultimate existence.
So then he's right? referring to certain, like, certain just automatic benefits from living in line with this life, like, you know, like moderation and things that will automatically come from not even, not even
what,
development.
What's the matter, Steve?
No, I'm saying it's, he's saying it's the real good, not just like that you're going to get certain, you know, secondary benefits and
what's
stuff
the
like
real good? Ma'in masjid l'gamri? That doesn't sound so good.
You're getting close to it, though. So I'm saying that's what it's saying.
But you can't be doing that because
do
you want to get close to the end.
What's the benefit of moderation? The whole benefit is that eventually you're going to be tied to these ideas. So you have to say that this guy's getting some perfection.
That's the whole
that
question.
Respect.
It
otherwise
does seem like there's something there.
Right. Okay, but otherwise you'd have
question
the
question. What's that cue?
What's the matter, Matt?
I don't know, I'm just...
You're
I like
a little
the term.
Tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Why too many cups of coffee? You still didn't get all the caffeine out of your system from Seattle.
Thank God.
It's breathing in the air over there.
Yeah.
For a cup of coffee. All right. Yeah.
Piece of paper that says the good that we're all looking for. That's the good.
No, no. You hung up on Star Wars tonight. Yeah, what were you saying? Who was you saying something? You were saying something?
About
this question. Amos,
the government. Yeah, it seems like, I mean, there are certain benefits that you get just from keeping the life of mitzvot and Torah, even without even consciously trying to incorporate them.
In other words, compare a Torah life to a non-Torah life without the idea of the benefit of emes.
Right.
Of the ultimate ideas. Right? No, that's what it sounds like you're saying. You're saying, just take the plain person who follows the Torah for the reason of Schar Vonish, which means to say he's not really seeing the good in Torah. Right? That's what it has to mean.
What's the motivation?
Schar Vonish, right? So he goes to shul every day. He does everything right, but he's not really getting what the purpose of Torah is. Right? Because he's doing it for Schar Vonish. So by definition, again, he's not really seeing the true purpose of Torah, correct? Because his motivation has to be something other than the true purpose of Torah. So that life compared to someone who doesn't follow the Torah. Okay? So what are you saying?
So I'm saying that life will naturally be a better life in terms of, you know, whatever, in terms of he's not just going to be living a life with unrestrained
right
desires, he's gonna, you know,
right.
He's trying,
right. No, he's saying even that life without ever getting the ultimate benefit of without ever seeing the ultimate ideas of Torah, he's saying even without any ideas, it sounds like he's saying,
yeah,
is still not like it's not like Chazal are sacrificing the guy. Because even of all the mundane lives, this is a better life.
Right.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
I mean, I think if a guy follows the Torah and he lives that kind of a life, and then by definition he's not going to be chasing and involved in crazy things. So he's going to have a much more satisfying
experience
here on this earth. I mean, the Rambam is really taking it to a very, almost seems like a difficult extreme, because, I mean, he's on the Mishnah, the very Mishnah that he's on, right? Kol Yisrael, Yishlem Chelz Olam Haba. So, I mean, right? He's sort of, it's interesting. Why don't you say that? Say, well, at least you're going to get some Chelz Olam Haba. Right? It's interesting. He's not saying it's good for everybody because they'll get some chelak olam haba. Right? He's talking about the...
That is interesting.
Right?
Well, you're taking it as a given that a person is doing it not for necessarily... let's say a person doing it for schar vonish can't get olam haba. The only benefit...
No, that's absolutely not true, because the hack of the Mishnah call you somebody who's doing chelak olam haba.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's what the Mishnah says in Marcos, right? It says, why are there so many mitzvos? Why are there so many mitzvos? Since there's so many mitzvos, a person will be zocha to do at least one mitzvah for the proper reason, and he'll get a chelak olam haba for that.
That's the Rambam Perush on that Mishnah?
I think it's Rav Pirush on the Mishnah, but the Mishnah itself is pretty clear.
Which understood. So if a, so then you don't even we don't even have to resort to this answer of Gemara Ben Elazar here because at least this will give us some.
No, why is it mitzvah itself that gives you all the mava? Isn't it the idea? Don't you have to know the ideas and everything?
No, no, he's saying like this, that in certain realities, just not a regular person is not going to ever confront certain realities. But the mitzvahs bring things up, and your emotions are going to be in line with some reality, and doing it, you'll see the reality. It will help you. It will be a limud for you. But you'll be ready for that limud. Because there's so many different mitzvahs.
That's interesting. So Lishma can go. So Lishma, I guess that makes sense. Lishma can go.
Lishma just means now you have a recognition of a real emes.
But you're saying in terms of motivation, though, not just.
No, you're going to really be in line with the reality. You're going to see a true reality that you're not going to. You're going to become aware of a certain reality that you're not that you would not have been aware of.
Does that really happen? You think that? I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's an interesting thing. The Rambam goes to very far extreme to even remove that. From the equation.
Well, why do we have to learn this wrong?
Why? Because people are doing it for the Schar V'Onesh.
No, why didn't you say that at a certain point the person is going to actually get the benefit of doing it from the Schar V'Onesh?
Well, I guess you could say that's what he means.
Right,
but he's
saying, why do you have to resort to the benefit here? You could even say that this doing it because of Schar V'Onesh will get
that's
you
That's what I'm
to
saying. That's what I'm saying. It seems to be an idea that you can't do that. That's not, that doesn't, the ends don't justify the means. You don't say the ends justify the means.
Just Sachavonos will never give.
He's trying to show it's more than just an ends justify the means type of an argument. It's more than just saying we're going to. Because then you're saying, if you say there's nothing in the means itself, then you're saying they're really enforcing a nothing. They're really being machzik, a total zero. Because there's something that's going to come out of it in the end. Saying that's not what's going on in the end. They are endorsing at least a good common way of life. In other words,
would there be something wrong with that?
Apparently, there would be something wrong with that. Apparently, there would be something wrong with that.
The good we're saying that is there.
Keep your mouth shut.
the good we're saying is there.
Meaning, don't endorse it.
Not you. Not you. Keep your mouth shut.
No, I'm saying.
The good we're saying that there isn't there. Why do we have to learn the Rambam is saying that's excluding Olam HaBa good and that it's only good?
Of course, that's what he's saying. He's not Mafsid Lagamri. I mean,
Mafsid Lagamri would be reference to getting a small hand of Olam HaBa.
No, that's not what he's telling you.
But keep explaining on why he isn't using that argument. Like,
because then we'll be saying that everything is really purely a mean. You're going to say because somebody will do a mitzvah and get an Olam Haba, then he's saying, but really everything that they're endorsing, that's not what they're endorsing, they're endorsing the system of Schar V'Onesh, right? And he's saying, that's what they're saying to do, that's what they're encouraging people to do, so then you have to say that they're really encouraging something that is a total destructive thing. On its own right is destructive.
But even though in the ultimate sense it's not going to be destructive, even though...
Well, because of a chance that you're going to get something out of it. But that would be... That's a very different... I'm not saying... I don't know if he's saying they could not have done that. But he's saying that's not what they're
that's
doing.
That's not why they're...
That's not, in fact, what they're doing. It's not like a righteous lie, as they say. It's not like a righteous lie. Which means to say, I have a righteous reason to fool you. But the thing you're doing is really a sheker. That would be really encouraging a sheker, because encouraging a false type of a belief because of a good motivation. He's saying no, the life that they are encouraging is a good life. It's not Mafsid Lagamri. It is a good life, and it happens to be also that there's another thing that's even greater that it could lead to. But it's not, they're not in a situation where you have to say that they're giving something that's destructive because it could lead to something good.
Is it like that idea where God gets angry? Like, we have that idea, like, for the masses?
No, that's a limud. I mean, if it says that Hashem is angry, it means that's a bad behavior on man's part. It means it's bad for man.
Discussion.
What was
bad for man.
Discussion 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What question was the fact that that you get olam haba even for one mitzvah. What question that poses on what we were saying?
Oh, he's saying the Ram sounds like he's saying, you know, that itself would be a simple reason to say that why they should encourage people to do the mitzvahs. Because if you do all the mitzvahs, chances are you're going to get a small chelik olam haba for something.
Right.
So why don't you say at least they encourage them to do it, so at least it's almost certain kol yisrael yishlem chelik olam haba, so at least they're going to get some small chelik.
That's saying that the actual mitzvahs aren't good.
But that would be saying that the thing that they're encouraging, though, is a false thing, is completely destructive.
Is that why it's Yisrael and not everybody? Because they have tariag rituals.
Well, that's the whole
that
thing in the Ram. What does it mean to be Yisrael?
Call
Yisrael.
Okay.
But you have to be part of Yisrael. That's the Yigil Midas. That's the Yigil Midas. No. That's the Yigil Yikarim. Right? Alright, what's your question, Sakharov?
Yes. If you're doing these things for motivation of Sarvanash, right?
If the Pamon is doing
that,
right?
Don't worry. But just like, what is the motivation for the
punishment? Oh, because you believe God will punish you or reward you.
Well, why? Because
why do I think God will? Why? What do I? I'm not sure. Why? Why do I believe in Torah? Because I believe in Torah. What do you mean?
I mean, but then that's saying that you have some sort of sense of an ultimate truth, right?
No, maybe I never really thought of it. I just believe what my teacher told me. My teacher told me if I say Amen, I make a Malach, I believe it. So
that's really satisfying.
No, that's what I was told.
It's yeah, right?
Something like that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say over here. That it will constrain your activities. I don't know if that idea would encourage.
So it is.
I don't know if that idea would encourage. But to say live the life of Torah.
So it's kind of the best. It's going to be somewhat detrimental, but at least you have a chance.
In addition, I don't know if it's detrimental. No, it's of all the possible other crazy lives that a person could live.
Yeah, fine.
It's
so
not
in terms of comparatively, it's not going to be
right.
It's going to be better.
Right.
But still, in terms of versus doing it for the truth, it is still going to be detrimental.
So that's right. That's correct. But he's saying he has no choice. Like the child, you must tell the child to do learn from candy,
and he's still getting the benefits of the activity.
And that is good. Candy is good.
Sure. Well, the analogy here is he's saying that
the analogy here is, good question.
Now,
he doesn't say the analogy to that part.
Right. No, I don't think. No, he's not. But in that analogy, but it wouldn't be that the he's not saying you should.
I guess
he's saying because the candy
saying,
is good, but because
no,
the life is good, right?
I guess he's saying it's true. I mean, that is definitely true. Kids who are in school are better, have a better life. You don't wind up on the streets and involved in gangs.